Tastes like nothing. I mean, there's no flavor.
Kind of gooey tasting and squishy.
Soaked in grease and tasteless.
It reminds me of plastic.
Surely these disgusted high school students must be commenting on the food from one of Anchorage's fast food eateries. Perhaps the highly regarded McDonald's, or maybe their traditional Mexican experience of Taco Bell, or possibly even the culinary delight of a Carl's Jr. cheeseburger. But the target of these somewhat less than perfect reviews is not a commercial restaurant, but rather, school lunches. In the Anchorage School District, essentially all meals are prepared by the Student Nutrition Center in South Anchorage. The facility prepares, packs, and ships school breakfasts and lunches to the 85 schools in the ASD. Karen Richardson, the food center manager at the Student Nutrition Building, explains that while all the ingredients are the same, the food is served in slightly different ways.
The elementary school lunches are pre-packed here in the facility. For the middle and high schools, we send out food in bulk, and they cook them at the sites there and serve them up out at the sites.
Though the food is prepared at the high schools, Richardson is quick to explain that all meats and other potentially dangerous materials are fully cooked at the center.
We don't send any raw materials out to the schools. It's just sent in a different form. In the middle and high schools, it's sent out in bulk, so there's big bags of taco meat that go out, but never any raw meat.
Richardson and her co-workers try their best to provide local students with a variety of lunch options. Students in grades K through 8 have a choice of three entrees and the option of a cold pack, which is a collection of fruits and vegetables. In the high schools, students have access to a broad range of foods, from pizza to hamburgers to slushies. Richardson says the center wants to reflect the growing freedoms of high school students in the meal options they provide.
It's different just because you're older and you're able to make your own choices, and they want to portray that in the high schools and the middle schools.
Richardson points out that the centralized preparation system has a major advantage for the district: continuity of nutrition and quality.
When we have a centralized food preparation, all the nutritional, it's all the same across the board.
There is no doubt that the Nutrition Center creates a product that is uniform in nutrition, quality, and for the most part, taste. This aspect of lunch, however, is not always a positive in the eyes of Anchorage students. It is not a stretch to say that the majority of high school students are not very fond of the food the school provides and would much rather bring a meal from home or leave campus in search of lunch. South Anchorage High School junior Christian Knutson explains.
Well, you can get hamburgers and soda and things like that, but a lot of times that leaves you feeling quite sick, so I tend to stay away from it.
When it comes to taste, South sophomores Janelle Sharp and Jordan Elliott agree with Christian.
And it tastes really greasy.
Doesn't taste like cardboard, but still not that great.
South students may not think much of the taste of the food the district provides, but if one thing can be said, it is that the Student Nutrition Center is dedicated to, well, nutrition. Student Nutrition Coordinator Sandy Hollis, who is tasked with preparing menus for all the district schools, says that the government health guidelines for lunches are fairly strict.
First, we are on USDA, and we have a nutritional value that we have to meet each week. We're on a weekly nutritional value, so I figure out the menus, and it has to meet so many calories a week, depending on the grade level. And also, it's 30% or lower or sugar, 30% or lower fat, and we have to just deal with all that.
For example, the high school meals must total no less than 4,125 calories per week and cannot contain more than 140 grams of fat and 81 grams of saturated fat in a given week. There are also guidelines that set minimums for the amount of protein, iron, calcium, and vitamin A and C that the lunches must provide. To put those guidelines into context, here's a hypothetical week's menu of non-ASD foods that follow the guidelines.
Monday, cheeseburger, small fries, and a large Coke at McDonald's. Tuesday, Whopper Jr., no mayo, small fries, and a king-size Coke at Burger King. Wednesday, tender grilled chicken sandwich, small fries, and a medium-sized Coke at Burger King. Thursday, four-piece chicken strips, small waffle fries, and a large Dr. Pepper from Chick-fil-A. Friday, ham and Swiss melt sandwich, hot ham and cheese sandwich, and a cherry turnover at Arby's.
That's what you could eat at a few fast food restaurants and still be within the district guidelines for calories, fat, saturated fat, and protein, though it might not meet all the vitamin requirements. If you were eating at school, you could choose from items such as hamburgers, pizza, tater tots, and a variety of other cafeteria staples. The above sampling begs the question, are the guidelines really strict enough? When I told Sandy Hollis that a McDonald's hamburger has less fat than a school district cheeseburger in a smaller serving, she had this to say.
Are you sure?
Students also aren't very impressed with the district's nutritional standards. Many high school students feel that the cafeteria food is high in fat and sodium, and that they could get a meal just as healthy by going off campus, or even better, bringing their own lunch. South seniors Sabrina Kaninsky and Hayden Ripple were skeptical of cafeteria nutrition.
I don't think it's that great. I think they should give more of a variety of different things because they mostly have the same basic thing all the time and the same nutrition, if they call that nutrition, but they need to have more variety.
I really doubt that it's nutritious at all. I bet it's less nutritious than a Big Mac or anything like that. The pizza is soaked with like 8 pounds of grease.
And while it certainly is healthier than a Big Mac, school food is definitely not perfect. The barbecue meatballs served in elementary schools, for example, have a whopping 26 grams of fat. Perhaps junior Cody Florschinger sums it up best when he says,
I think the nutrition aspect needs a little more work.
Maybe the school district should follow up its new snack food regulations with a review of the school lunch nutrition program. Or perhaps some of the blame can go to the USDA for not creating demanding enough guidelines. But whatever the case, until the nutritional value, and more importantly, the taste, of school lunch improves, students will continue to see it as
crusty and gross and soggy.
Greasier than anything I've ever seen.
It really looks disgusting.
Dripping with orange grease.
For At Me, I'm Chris Frenier.